We are on Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omrulay, Mesa Ishtecha. They said to a fellow that his wife died. Venosa Achaisa Miavia. So we know that the Issa to marry an Ishtach is only during the lifetime of one's wife. So he was told his wife died, he married her sister. Mesa, he was told that she died, wife number two died. Venosa Achaisa, he married wife number three. Mi'ima, is the sister from the mother. Mesa, my wife number three died. V'nasa chesa mi'aviyah. Mesa, v'nasa chesa mi'ima. V'nimtsu kulan kayamis. And it turns out that all five wives are still alive. Says the Mishnah, Mutar b'shena b'shlishis u'b'chamishis. So he is allowed to remain married to 1, 3, and 5, because 1, 3, and 5 are not related. U'paitreis tzareseyan. And they patter their tzareis. We'll see in Rashi, va'asa b'shnei b'reviyas, but he's not allowed to remain married to 2 and 4 because 2 was a relative of 1 and 4 was a relative of 3. Ve'in b'yas achas men p'teres tzarasa. However, v'imbo ala shnei l'ach hamisas rishona, but if he was with wife number 2 after wife number 1 definitely died, in which case the kedushin of wife number 2 is a real kedushin. So then, Mutar b'shnei b'reviyas, who paid his tzaras, said in their marriage is the valid one. V'asav b'shlishis u'b'chamishis, and he's asked to wife 3, wife 5. The ein b'yas achas men p'teres tzarasa. Let's see one Rashi on this. The Rashi Mutar b'shena u'b'shlishis u'b'chamishis. So he's allowed to be with 1, 3, and 5. She'ein krevis zulazul, because they are not krevis. One to the other. She craves zulazul. The apple gav shlishis achis ashnir he sharia. Even though the third wife is a relative of the second wife, sharia the kedusha shnir letafsi, because the second kedushin didn't take root, didn't take was not how letafsi dachis ishi the havila kanus mafuto, and it's just like a woman who's been seduced. The Tanya on his isha mutali sabita. If a person seduced a woman, he's allowed to be with her daughter. The liasru teire ella achis isha, only if it's through marriage. The heichot the litafis kedushin lav isha. It's only through marriage. Otherwise, there's no issue. V'chin chamishis apal pi ishi achis revius muteres hoil v'tafsi kedushi shlishis nimtis bias revius shi achis shlishis biasnus. So therefore, the fourth marriage is not a marriage. So he's allowed to stay married to 1, 3, and 5. Upetris sorry sayen in mace. So if now this fellow dies, so he is married to woman 1, woman 3, and woman 5. And now if he dies in the mace, Uba Yobam Vyibim es achas mehen niftara tzarasa. In other words, it's just another way of saying the marriage was really a good marriage, and therefore there are yibum implications and so on. Whereas we said, says Rashi, Vas Vishni Bravias, Vishniya, Mishum Shena, Bravias, Mishum Shlishis, and so on. So that is the basic din of the first part of the Mishnah. We're continuing with the second part of the Mishnah on Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph. So part number 2 says the Mishnah, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yem Achad. So now this Mishnah and the next Mishnah is going to speak about the implications of a 9-year-old boy. We know that a 9-year-old boy, biyase biya, there are halachic implications to his maisa biya, just like we know that 3 years old for a girl, it's considered to be a maisa biya. So 9 years old for a boy is considered to be a maisa biya. And it's very interesting. We're going to see that on the one hand, even though we know that he is a fully fledged katan, and he's not able to make any kinyanim, he's considered to not have any das whatsoever. But being that when it comes to yibam, there's no requirement of das, all one needs is to have kavana for a maisa biya. A katan can have kavana for a maisa biya, even though he does not have das. What will be interesting is to note that there are some other things which we're going to say a katan has, which is interesting. We're going to say that a katan can do mimer. Or maybe a katan can give a get and pass all the yavama on the other brothers. And there, maybe that needs a little bit more thought as to why. I mean, mimer is an act of kedushin. I mean, why don't we say that there's no halachic significance to the act of a katan? If he goes out and gives a woman money and says, Hare Mukadesh Asli, But Tabazu, which in essence that's what Maimer is, it's just Kedusha Kesef to Yevama, or if he gives a get, so like how and why and with what concept is there any kind of halachic significance to Maimer and a get of a cotton? Well, we'll have to see. Now, Kaponim, Bia there is. Bia there is. We'll see in a minute also about that. So let's see. Says the Mishnah, Ben Tishishana B'Yemechad, who pisel al yidei achin. So a 9-year-old boy, he pasels the Yavama on the other brothers through his actions. In other words, Reuben dies and he leaves over to the three brothers, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Yehuda is the cotton. He's only 9 years old. When he does an action, that action will be halachically significant. He passels the Yavama on the brothers, V'achin Poislin Al Yodi, and certainly the brothers who are Gedolim, obviously they will passel the Yavama upon him. Ella. The difference is Ella Shehu Poisel Betchila. He only is able to passel the Yavama on the brothers if he acts first. So Yehuda goes, the young 9-year-old, he goes and he does an act. So he passels Tchila. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says towards the middle of the page, a little bit further down, who passels Tchila, Kishibal Tchila. So if the 9-year-old does Bia first, then he will passel. Who passels Tchila? Avaloi b'seif. But if one of the other brothers, let's say, does Maimer first, you know, Shimon or Levi do Maimer first, and then young Yehuda, who is 9 years old, does Bia to the Yavama, then he doesn't have the ability to affect anyone with his actions. So that's the difference. There is halachic significance in their actions, be it at the beginning, be it at the end. So we're saying that, you know, in what way does he have, is there halachic significance in his actions? By Bia specifically. That's the example of the Mishnah at least. So the 9-year-old is Bal Yevimtai Pasal Al Yidei Achin. So he pastels, and this word Al Yidei is upon. He pastels the Yavama on the other brothers. On the other brothers. Now, Bo Ale Achin, V'asu B'maimer, Nosnu Get, Teicholtsu. So the other brothers who are Gedolim, they can do one of four things to pastel. They can obviously do Bia, which is going to be the strongest. But so too, Maimer, Get, Chalitza, any one of those things, and Paislin al Yodeh. They can passel him, they can pass the Yavama upon him. Good. Fine.
If it'll be a cotton, let's say, and he tattoos on her afterwards with beer, then he'll be Chayav Koros.
Well, he's not Chayav Koros because he's the cotton, right?
Oh, he's not Chayav Koros by the mother.
Yeah, it would be awesome. It would be awesome for him to do anything. Yeah, correct. Correct, 100%. I mean, once one of the other brothers did Yibam, then for sure she's an Eishes Ish L'chol Davar, and it would be Karis, 100%. So, well, says the Gemara. The Gemara is only going to focus on one small point in the first section, and that was towards the end of the first section. So he first spoke about he married wife number one. He was told she died. He married her sister. Died 3, 4, 5, and so on. And then we said, towards the end, we said that the imbala shniela achar misas rishena, and if he was with wife number two after the death of wife number one, then he'll be married to 2 and 4, and he'll be also to 3 and 5. So, frag the Gemara, otu kulu lava achar misas rishena, ninu. I mean, isn't the whole case? He married number one, he was told she died. He married number two, he was told she died. That is the whole structure of the Mishnah. It here means she actually did die for a fact. The beginning of the case was he married number one, he was told that she died. He married number two, he was told that she died. Whereas this case is, when we know for a fact the wife number one died, then he married wife number two, then the Kedushin is chal with number two, and therefore not with number three, and therefore yes with number four, and not with number five, and so on. Now the Gemara focuses just on the end of the mission, the second part, about a ben tes shanim v'yom echad. So it says the Gemara, ben tes shanim v'yom echad, tchila pasul, b'soif lay pasul. That's what we said. Pasul is only at the beginning, does not pasul at the end. Let's look at the first Rashi, b'soif lay pasul. im osoba godol maimer kodem bias bentes leposel a bias bentes a bal maimer. So in our example, Reuben dies, Shimon does maimer, and then Yehuda goes and does bia. So that bia is halachically insignificant. That's insignificant. Frag the Gemara of Atani Rizvid Berbaishia Ha'isa Maimer Biavimtai Va'achakach Ba Achiv Shehu Ben Teishashanim Yeme Echad Aleha Pasla. It's Mefurish Abraisa, which says, Mamish this case, if Shimon does Maimer and then Yehuda goes and does Bia, he does Pasla. So what's going on? Amri, we say the following. Bia pasil afilu bistoif. Enochanami, you're right. Bia has the ability to pasil always. Meaning, if the only thing which was done was some type of a kedushin derabbanan or some type of a din derabbanan, maimer get chalitza and so or maimer get and so on, so then the bia can pasil afilu lebistoif. Maimer tchila pasil bistoif le pasil. But maimer only has the ability to pasul at the very beginning, but it doesn't have the ability to pasul libesef. Maimer tchila pasul besef libesef. Frag the Gemara, bia filo besef pasul. You want to tell me that the bia of a 9-year-old can pasul once maimer was already done? Vaktani, we said in the Mishnah, elashu pasul tchila, vehein tchila besef. We said in the Mishnah, what's the difference between a katan and a gadol? He can only pasul at the beginning, whereas they can pasul at the beginning of the end. And on that we said ketzad, and on that we said ben teshishon v'yemechad shabah al yivimtei, implying that he can only pasul at the beginning, and he can only pasul with bia. So those are the only circumstances where the action of a katan will be significant to pasul, but to the beginning, and if it's with bia specifically. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says, Chasri mechshava achi ketani, ben teishashon v'yem echad, hu peisal tchila, v'hein peisalin tchila v'seif. He has the ability to pasal at the beginning, they can pasal at the beginning and at the end. Now, b'med var mamurim, that he can only pasal at the beginning, b'maimer, avol bia peiseles afilu b'seif. But his bia can pasul even at the end. Keta ben tishishon v'yemechot haba al yivimtoi pasul al yideach, and he pasuls her on the brothers. If you look directly across at Rashi, chasir mechshav avol bia afilu b'soif, meaning we're not discussing bia. Bia can pasul even at the end. Keta ben tishishon v'shabal al yivimtoi pasul al yideach in she'asu b'mayim matchila al keitzad abisoif kai. The keitzad is going on the b'soif. But on the Tchila and Hanami, we're not discussing that. And now we have said explicitly something which we haven't seen clearly in the Mishnah, and that is that the Katan has the ability to pass it with Maimer. And again, this is something which needs more thought. Bishlam, you want to tell me that his Bia is a Maisa Bia, there's no requirement of Das. All there's a requirement is for Kavana. But Maimer, which is giving her Kesef and saying, Hare Makadesh Asliba Tabazu, why and how is there any halachic significance whatsoever, unless we say that really it shouldn't have any halachic significance whatsoever, and it's just a din derabbanan and they made it that halachically significant up to a case of a gadol. Otherwise you might think that maybe his bia doesn't work, some type of a din derabbanan, but really there's no reason why maima should be effective or a get should be effective in any way. So that's what we're saying. Frag the Gemara. Omi isli maimer klau al yideachin. I mean, the Gemara is good for downing on this point. Is there a concept of his maimer having any effect upon the brothers? Vatanya. Ben teishashon v'yem echad. Hu peisl bedavra echad. V'achin peislin al yodoi v'arba dvarim. He passes on them with one thing, and they can pasul the Yavama upon him with four ways. Who pays like the Achen Bebiya? Vachen pays in all yodi Bebiya, Bemaimer, Beget, Ubechalitza. So, Frank the Gemara for this Kasha, he doesn't have the ability to do Maimer, and Chira, that would be the Hezber. Maimer is already a Kedushan, that already requires Das. So, Gemara says, no. Really, I'll tell you, he does have Maimer. Bia, the Pasla, Bein Betchila, Bein Besoif. psikale. We said he has the ability of bia. He has the achilas to do a maisa bia. His bia is poil. His bia is able to passel on the brothers. And therefore, being that bia can passel both at the beginning and at the end, that's the reason why we said he has bia. Whereas maimer, the betchila pasul, basically pasul, leipsikale. Whereas maimer, which only has the ability to pasul on the brothers at the very beginning, before any other brothers did anything, that's the reason why we didn't mention it. But la'olam, a katan has the ability to do maimer. Peladikazach has the ability to do maimer, and it's halachically noteworthy. It's manami, amravidim shmuel. I'm sorry?
The
even though mine in the first place is only Darabon. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Didn't we say, the Gemara said before, that this mission must be talking about Mesa Ishta, two instances, no?
No, no, no.
So I'm sure it is.
Why do you say that? Say again, why do you say that?
Because otherwise, if the woman can only...
Oh, it's the
man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So I'll read the Mishmuel. Yes, it's my name. I'm going to read the Mishmuel. Yeish lo get. He has get. Rashi says, Yeish lo get. Le paisla al yide achin. The kaimo la you bekevins le banish of le yivne. Pella the gazach. This 9-year-old kid. Right? He's jealous. He wants to get back at his brothers because they didn't give him one of his toys. So he goes and he... Somehow, I don't really understand how any of this works. Somehow he authorizes a get. I mean, how did that work? How do you authorize a get? How do you go over to a safe and say, you know, write a get to my Yavama and so on? With what ability how does it work that he's able to get a get written under his auspices and now he goes and he gives a get that it's halachically significant? But Al Gavanim it says.
But the Kedushin itself is a
Shrachim Kedushin. Maimer. The whole thing
maybe,
is...
That's why maybe he can give a get.
Again, we understand why they were Misakin Maimer. I mean, Lamai said the reason why they were Misakin Maimer is because they didn't want a Yavam to be Kona his Yavama with Bia. Because they felt that was inappropriate. And even though this is what the Torah ordains... And Midyaraisa, that's the only way to be Kerni Yavama. Nevertheless, Chazal said, don't do that. I mean, we would like the Seder to be different. We would like the Gemara says in Kedushin, even though Yishanikmet, Bishalash Drachim, Kesar Shtan Bia, but the Gemara says they would give Malkus if you're Makadish with Bia. The Torah says, I don't know, I often give this as an example. I think it's a good example of where you see. The Torah speaks in absolute terms. The only way to become a Yavam is with Bia. That's it. To create the halachic reality of Kedushin with Yavam, only with Bia. Exactly what and how you should do it and what's correct, Chazal decided, don't do it. The Gemara says, we know that a man is able to be Mekadosh Kedushin of his daughter, even if she's one day old. Right, but Chazal said, "Also, loyla adam shekadosh is bita shekishiktana ad shetag dover teima v'plani ani roitza." So there's the din derabbanan, the din derais that be'etzim the father has the ability to marry his daughter when she's a ketana, but as far as exactly the how, yeah, Al Kabbanim says it says over here, "Ein avida meshmu al yesh leget achinam rav techliva baravimi yesh lemaimer tanya namiachi yesh leget yesh lemaimer divrei Rabbi Meir." Fine, so we have statements of Amoraim saying that he has get and Mimer, and we have statements of Rabbi Meir also, who says that there is Mimer. Okay, good. Says the Gemara Vesavar, Rabbi Meir, Yeish loy get, Vatanya osu bias ben tesha kemimer begadol. So the Baisa says, bias ben tes is kemimer begadol, which there's also a discussion about that. When we say osu, they made the bia of a ben tes Kemimer Begadol. So, does that mean that they demoted and downgraded the bia of a katan? In other words, if someone asks, what is the halachic status of a bia of a bentes? Is it poil d'irais or d'rabbanim? So, how do you learn this? Gemara, osu bias bentes kemimer begadol. Is it that he doesn't have a bia at all? Diraisa, but they made the beer of a bentes kamayim of a gadol. Or no, the beer of a diraisa is pile and is kainan, whatever. But also beer's bentes kamayim of a gadol. They made it that it's only effective like maimer begadol. Al kaponim, that's what the Gemara says. Tanigama says also beer's bentes kamayim of a gadol. Rabbi Meir Aimer also halitzas ben teisha keget begadol. Mavia miisa, that he has the ability to do a get, lisne kigitoy, meaning just like chalitza is a way of severing the relationship, a get is a way of severing the relationship, why don't we just say, like his get? I'm going to be sure, islay vizuta. Now he has a get also, but it's a little bit weaker than in normal circumstances, meaning, lirabban gamliel, dharma a get, aha get. Rabbi Gamliel, in Perek, Rabbi Gamliel, who said, Ein get ach get, and Ein maimer ach maimer. So according to that Shita, who says, Ein get ach get, Hani mili begadol, ach gadol, the cotton, ach cotton. That's when we say, Ein get ach get. Avol gadol, ach cotton, mahani, meaning he has epis a get, but not that it's so strong that it precludes another get from, so to speak, being hal, and passling up on the other brothers also. And so too, the Rabbanin, who do disagree with Rabbi Gamliel, the Amri Yesh get achaget, ani mili begadol achagadol, cotton achagotten, avol cotton achagadol, limahani. But if a gadol gives a get, and then a cotton tries to give a get to passel, then has no halachic significance. Al Kaponim, we're seeing over here, number one, that there is a concept of bias bentes. There is this lashon of asubias bentes kamayim of begadol, which we shouldn't discuss. Which way are we going with it? Are we going up? Are we going down? And we're also seeing a concept that he has maimer, yeah, and he has a get, which is something which needs a little bit more of a hesber as to why. How can that be? That already is something which requires das. How bechlal you have a musik of a cotton authorizing a get? And the whole thing is very difficult. You need the baal has to be the one who needs to tell the sefer to do it, and so on. That's something which needs further thought. Zog the Mishnah. Ben tes shanem v'yeh me'achad shabo al yivimte. V'yachak achbo alea achiv. Shu ben tes shanem v'yeh me'achad. So there's two brothers, maybe the twins. Both of them are 9 years old. maybe one is 9, one is 10. Doesn't make a difference. The point is they're both katanim. So one is bo al yivimte. And then the other one is bo alea. The din is poisil al yodohi. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Poisel al yodei da'avi alei kemaymer acher maymer the shneim teifsim bo. They came in the beget misheni kam beisalei bekevin shle bana shuv leyivne. So the first one, Shimon did the Shimon, the 9-year-old gave was ba al yivimtei, and then Levi, the 9-year-old, was ba al yivimtei. Both of them are teifis. Both of them it's considered to be like kemaymer, like maymer. And therefore, there's going to be a din of Layivna, and therefore, she's going to be psula on both of them. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Eimer lo yipoisel, Rabbi Shimon is going to say, no, look, this bia, either it works or it doesn't work. If it works, it works business off. It works properly. And if it doesn't work, it has zero halachic significance. So it either works fully or it doesn't. And therefore, if Shimon Eimer lo yipoisel, so therefore, when the second cotton is ba al yivimte, it manushach. If the first one's was pile, the second one can't do anything. And if the first one isn't pile, and the second one also doesn't do anything because he's no better than the first one. So that is the shita of Rabbi Shimon.
You don't consider that she becomes she's isn't she?
Again, that's the question. The question is, you know, what is the halachic status of a beer of a bentes?
If you say a beer, you must say a beer is good but a bentes, because otherwise the first one wasn't koina.
Again, you must
you
say
the beer of a bentes is good. That's otherwise not. The first one is not good.
Well, no, but that's the nidan. That's a Rashi thing. The first Rashi. Rashi said, "Poisel yodi da havi lo kamaimer." So it's considered to be like we said. But at the end of the day, it is considered to be like maimer. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, the first beer is chal, but it leaves room for the second beer to chal, because it's managed via maimer balma, and that's not going to be any more than a maimer, and therefore it leaves a room for the second one to be chal. Shimon says no. As we're going to see, three times on the sugya, Shimon's going to say it's all or nothing. Either it works fully, or it doesn't work at all. We'll see.
I'm not talking about. Let's say a kohen goes and it does the veil with the ashes of it. Yeah, via, but he
says she's neregis alav. She's neregis alav. And Echanami, she will be killed. If she was mizana with him, the mazid, she'll be killed.
But he won't get anything.
For sure not.
Because it's nishkuba for you.
Yeah.
But
as I'm doing, it's just off it. Echanami, he's still Rabbi Chiyuva. Yeah. I'm sorry. She's neregisalov. His bia is considered to be a ma'isa bia for her to be neregisalov. That it is considered to be a ma'isa bia. Here we're saying osu bia spenteska maimer begodlev doesn't have the ability to be fully kaina. Tadik Amar Shimon says it's either fully or it's nothing. Maybe legabi sira. Maybe there's a special din by sira. We're going to see a Rashi in a minute. Rashi's going to say this lahedya. Look at the Rashi. If Shimon Aimer loy paisel, we're going to see the reason in the Gemara. Says Rashi, ukegoin the bias sheni shkaga. Right, the bia the second one was done b'shegeg the e b'mezid hakaimalan biasi bia v'neregis alav. Right, the bia is considered to be a ma'aseh bia legabi the woman being neregis alav. The question over here is to what extent. What is the state of the second bia? Tanagama says it's only like a mimer, and therefore it leaves space for the second one. The second one is also chal, and therefore it's chal from both of them, and therefore both of them passel her on the other one. Whereas Rav Shimon says it doesn't passel because either it works fully or it doesn't work at all. Ben teisha shana miyemechad shubo al yivimte v'achakach bo al tzarasa. So the fellow dies, and the ben tes is bo al yivimte. And then he's Baal Tzarasa. So he's Baal on both on two Yivamis. The din is Paisel al Yidei Atzmai. So again, the Tanakham is saying the Bia has some halachic significance, but it's not fully Kaina. So he is passling himself because he was with the Tzara, meaning you shouldn't have done both, and your action is not complete, and it leaves over a space, and now you're with the Tzara, so the Tzara passes you for being with the Yavama, the first Yavama, and because you're with the first Yavama, it passes you for being with the Tzara. So he's Pesel al Yidei Atzmai. Rashi says three lines down, Pesel Rishayna al Atzmai. Now that he's with the Tzara, he now passes the Rishayna, the Kol Shekim Lashniya, because of the very first beer which he did. The Baisech Dubenavina Benishni Batim. They gave the Ein of Biyasi Rishayna Kinyan Gomur. Once again, Mahanya Beishniya Latsucha Get, the given the Yah Get, Kamakuli Beis Blayivne. Again, that is the Tanakama. And once again, Rav Shimon Emer Loy Paisel. It doesn't pass. So here Rashi explains a bit more in Rav Shimon. Shimon Emer Loy Paisel. The Rav Shimon Beis Bentes Loy Kanya Mishaira. It's not that it's Kaina somewhat and it leaves over somewhat. No. Alasophic Kanya, Sophic Lakanya. Either it's Kaina fully, or it's not kaina at all. I kanya kani legamri v'loy kamahanya bias achiv v'chein biasayu b'tzarasa. If his first bia with Yivama number one was kaina, it's kaina adasayif v'lav kanya v'loy kamish lebal lezu v'lezu and v'aytum mutu lekaim reishena aval shnia lemekaim dilma biasay kanya reishena. So certainly the second one he can't be with, but the first one might be good. So says the Gemara, this is the reason of Rabbi Shimon Tanya. Amalam Rabbi Shimon l'chachamim im b'yirishena b'ya b'yishniya eina b'ya v'im b'yirishena eina b'ya b'yishniya nami eina b'ya. So it's not that it's koina and it's mishayer, it's just a suffix. Is it koina ad asayif or is it not koina at all? Says the Gemara Masnisin, our Mishnah is the Loik Ben Azai. So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi directly across, Masnisin, the Loik Ben Azai. Masnisin, the Hoshiv Bias Zu, Kamaimer. So it's considered to be like Maimer in the Tanakama. Ukutani, the Mahani Maimer Acha Maimer, Bein biyavam echad v'shtei yavamis kiseifa. So there's one yavam and there's two tsaris, there's three yavamis, and we're saying it helps according to the Tanakhama, and therefore we pass him on both of them. Bein shnei yavamin, or 2 9-year-old brothers, v'yavam achas kagein reisha. So that is Deleke ben Azai. Tanya ben Azai emer yesh maimracha maimer b'shnei yavamin v'yavam achas. When do we say there's a concept of maimer achar maimer? That's only if it's 2 yavamin and 1 yavama. The 8 maimer achar maimer b'shtei yavama is v'yavam echad. But if there's only one single yavam and he's with the first one, so there's no concept of maimer achar maimer with only one single yavam and 2 yavamas. Finally, the last Mishnah, which again a continuation, ben teisha shanim yom echad shabo al yavimte. Umes. So you have the original Baal and he dies, and now the Yavama falls to, let's say, a couple of brothers. She falls to Shimon Levi. Shimon is a 9-year-old. So ben tishon v'yemechad shebo al yivimte, he's bo al yivimte. Umes. So again, according to the Tanakhama, the power of the Bias Bentas, it's Kena Mishire, it's not a full Kenyan. So now you have Ashes Reuben, the original wife, that she was Skuka to the brothers. Then Shimon, the 9-year-old, was Ba'aleha, which is kind of somewhat. Mm. Now Shimon dies, so now she is considered to be that she's got the Zika of 2 on her. She's got the full-fledged Zika from the original husband, and she's got Epizika from the Bia of Shimon, which is considered to be like Mimer. So again, Ben Tishishon V'yemechot Shubo Al Yivimte Umeis V'dinez Chiletzes V'lei Misyabemes. Let's take a look at the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, Sheyesh Ole Zikis Shnei Yivamin Shibim Mimer Zeh, meaning the Bia of Shimon, which in Din we are treating like Mimer, should the Mimer Zeh la Yotzasa Mide Zikas Nefilas Rishena. That has not been enough to remove the original Zika of the first husband. The Chala Alel Zikas Nefilas Shnia. And now it's Chala upon her a second Zika. The Tna and the Berk Arba Achen, we learned in Arba Achen, Mi Shale Zikas Yavam Echot. When is she able to be misyabemes? Only if she has 1 zika upon her, not if she has 2 zikas upon her. Fine. Now, nasa isha umes. What about a case of a katan who marries a woman and then he dies? So here we say arezu patura. Here she is patura. Says Rashi, important. Nasa isha shein yavimte. It's not his yavama. Umeis v'layachin, and he dies, and he's got brothers. Arezu p'tura v'afal gav de biyase bia ambia kiddushin einan kiddushin. So even though he has the ability to have a bia, but his kiddushin is not a kiddushin. His yiba might be a yiba, but his bia, his kiddushin is not a kiddushin. Says Rashi, some change it to de ein kinyan cotton klum adish yavi beis sairis. Avol biyavama hoyl v'skukalei shaviva rabbanin kemaimer. Being that she's skuka to him, so the rabbanin made it like maimer. So he doesn't have the ability to make a proper kinyan, and therefore his kedushin is not a good kedushin. By yibum, being that she's skuka to him, and it's just the hamshach of the original ishus, so then it has some type of an ability to be kaina. So therefore, regular case, a katan tries to marry a woman, and then he dies. So then Harezu Petura. There are no Yibam Chalitz implications whatsoever. Tezis says, Tav Tezis, Vavo Gav, the late Kinu Rabbanin Nisu in the Kotan, Miko Makam Emeri, the Leka Isura, the Lechashiva Bias Znus. So you might have said that maybe it's considered to be a Bias Znus with his action. I mean, it has a Shem Bia, so maybe it should have implications of being a Bias Znus. And that says thesis, the lucky story, the lecha shiva beaznus, u mitzvah nami ika lahasi ish lebnei katan, kedama banis rafim, the olive akas of aim of your dating ishalma alecha. So fascinating din, and I will have to kind of see this more at the time, but there is some type of a concept, the Gemara Dash and Zabazik, of anyone who marries off his kids, Samach Lepirukun, which seems to imply that there is some type of a concept. And I think Rashi says over there, this will prevent them from having any here, or you kind of, you know, before, you know, like a Rufol Kaelim Lamak, even before they start to get into the stage of here, there is some type of a concept. We'll have to see exactly what that is. But Tosafot says it's enough to say that it's not considered to be an Isser as such, and there's even some aspect of Mitzvah. But again, we'll you know, this is a, it's a, it's a bigger topic as to what exactly this is. I mean, there is a discussion of why. And we know that a katan cannot be mekadesh a woman, right? We know that. It's not so simple. Why not? So the simple answer is, well, he's not a baidas, right? He's not a baidas. So we know Lamashal Shitas Tosafot, not everyone agrees, but Shitas Tosafot is that even though a katan cannot be kaina, right? The Mishnah says in Gittin that Metzias a katan that is gezel mei darki shalom, and mei darki shalom in, but it's not for any other reason. He finds something and someone grabs it, midiraisa, they're allowed to grab it because he wasn't able to be kainer from hefker. But Shita's thesis is that with das acheres, he's kainer midiraisa. So if you go over to a katan and you give him a sweet, so then he's kainer midiraisa. If someone takes it from him, he's a gazlan, midiraisa. So the achrenim ask, so, well, isn't a woman being makna herself by kedushin? So she is a gedoyla. Right, so why could there not be a kedushin through das acheres makna? So that's an interesting shayla. I believe it's the native view who declares the shayla, as do others. But lamaisa, we know at the end of the day, there's certainly midiraisa. There's no such concept. Continues the mission and says, Ben tishishon of yemechad shabo al yevimtoi. He's ba al yevimtoi umishehigdil nasa isha acheres umes. So he was Baal Yevimtei when he was 9 years old. Now he hits 13. He marries a second wife.
I'm just thinking, according to how he was considered, the condition is the matter that the woman is mafka herself and the
ran.
The Kenyan, that would not help by the
problem. In Echanami, if you go like the ran. Yes. If you go like that ran in Echanami. I was thinking about that, it's true.
Do you have to say that Tosafot wasn't telling you the fit that there is a zika
barakah.
We could say that because he can't do
Yibum,
so there's no zika. But there is a zika.
I don't think this is a thing. There's zika. Yeah. Midiraisa. There's no zika with his kedushin. It doesn't do anything. There's no zika at all.
There's no zika bar.
No. So now we have a case. He's a 9 year old.
Woman dies and she only got one, and there's only one brother in law, and he's a kohen. So we have to wait till he becomes a gadol. If he's no zika, why can't she take away?
No, she's fuka loy in the case where the brother who's a gadol married her.
There is a zika.
There's a zika to a katan, but not from a katan if he had a kedushin. Tosafot is discussing if he was the mekadesh. If someone else, if a gadol was the mekadesh, it's going. Says the Mishnah, Ben tishishon v'yemechad shabal yevimtoi umishehigdil nos isha cheres. He marries his second woman when he's 13, Umes. So he's got wife number one, Yevama, which he was miyaben when he was 9, and now he's got a wife, which he married when he was 13. So Umes. Im lo yadas rishena mishehigdil. He was never with the first one post bar mitzvah. So again, we will say that he's, according to the Tanna Kamma, he's kind of mishayer, there's epizikinyan, something happened. So therefore, Rishina Chaletzes Lem is Yabemes. The first one is not going to be a Yibum, for sure not, because it's not a real marriage. So therefore, Chaletzes Lem is Yabemes. Vashnia, which was a proper condition, the Eraisa, Chaletzes Lem is Yabemes. You can do either or. Now, Rav Shimon, once again, remember, Rav Shimon is the one who said, no, it's not Koine Mishire. It's a Sophic if it's Koine Kinyin Gomor. If it's Koine, it's Koine Kinyin Gomor. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, miyabim le'eizo yishiyirtse. He can be miyabim anyone he wants. You can be miyabim either one. You can be miyabim the one who the 9 year old was miyabim, if you want. Miyabim le'eizo yishiyirtse. Miyabim le'eizo yishiyirtse. The chalitz le'shniyah. And you do chalitza to the shniyah. Let's maybe just see Rashi on that. Rashi says, "If Shimon Amer miyadom lezer shiyutza, the less lezika shnei yevamin." He's not concerned about zika shnei yevamin. Ubahon nami palagub Shimon v'abo achin. V'chelitz l'shnei da halav tzoris ninu lifturi chada biyibam chaverta. They're in two separate houses. There's no shaychus whatsoever. V'yibumi tavai uloi. You shouldn't do yibum to both of them. Hoyol v'hav yitzarosa b'miktsas maimer durabonin. Meaning, there is a little bit of a relationship between these two women through a zika of sorts, through a zika midrabon and alkoponim, meaning it's considered, if you look at these two wives, when he marries the third, when he's 13, and he marries the other woman, so because he was miyabim, the other one when he was 9 years old, and now he dies, they are considered to be, in some way, shape, or form, that they are together, v'hav yitzaros b'miktus, b'mayim midrabon, and also the name is shteyevamos, abayis mibayis echad misyabmais. They might come to say that. We'll see a little bit more about this in the Gemara. Now, finally, Echad Shehu Ben Teisha Shana Miyem Echad. The Echad Shehu Ben Esrim, actually, Hevish Tei Cyrus, the din is the same, whether or not he's 9 years old, he's a katan, or he's 20 years old, and he has yet to bring Tei Cyrus, he's also considered to be a katan. And we'll see in the Gemara at what stage precisely does he become a gadol. So, Amar Rava, Rava says, "Had Amar Rabban and Zika Shnei Yevamim Mechatz Chaltsi Yevumi LeMiyabma." This statement, which the Rabbanan said, that if there's a Zika of two Yevamim, that you do Chalitza and you don't do Yibum, like in the Reish of our Mishnah, that what was the case? The Yevam, he's Miyabim when he's 9 years old, the original wife, Eishes Reuven, he's Miyabim, and then he dies. So this woman has upon her Zika's Beis Yevamim. She has the original Zika, which was a Zika D'oraisa, which is yet to be properly fulfilled or removed or settled and dealt with, because what happened, the Shimon and the Katan was Miyabimer, and that's not a proper Zika. But then Shimon was Baal Eha, and now Shimon dies, so she has upon her Zika's Shtei Yevamim. So Amar Rav Adam Rabban Zika Shtei Yevamim Echot Chaltzivim in Lemiyabmo, which we had this discussion in the third parak. Don't say it's only in the case where there is a tzara, and there we have problems, and then we say you shouldn't go ahead and do yibum and so on. The ikal migzim ishum tzara, and there's potential concerns in the case where there's a tzara. Da'achalek tzara. Over here in this case, the Mishnah didn't mention anything about a tzara. It just said, Ben Tisha Shalom Yemechot, Shubo Al Yevim Tayu Meis, Chalet Sez Lemis Yabamis. It's not that he has another one. I'd like the Rishon to point out, he cannot have a tzara, because he's 9 years old. He couldn't have married anyone else. So he was just Bo Al Yevim Tayu when he was 9 years old. So she has the Zika of Reuven. She has the Zika of Shimon. It's a din that you always say, Mechot Chalti Yevum Elim Yabma. It's got nothing to do with the case of him having a tzara and potential confusion and isurim, which we mentioned over there, ta'achalek tzara, and still we say mechutz chaltzi yivumi lebiyamas. Any time there is a situation of a woman who has upon her the zika of two yivamin, the din is always mechutz chaltzi yivumi lebiyamas. Now we said nasi yishumeis tam, a katan tries to marry a woman and he dies. We said harezu patura, there's no parsha of yivam, there's no chalitza, there's nothing, because that was halachically insignificant. Nasi Yishumeis. Tanin la the Tan Rabban and Shade of a Katan Shnasi Umeisu and Shisein Pturiz Menachalitzim and Yibam, because they're not Bnei Das, and therefore the marriage did not take effect. Now we said Ben Tishishanim, we said he did Yibam to one, and then Umishahigdil, he married another one. And then he dies. So the Tanakhama said that if he was never with the first one, the Yivama, from the time he became a godel, and then he dies, the Rishin is Chaletzis Lemis Yabemes, and the Shnia, which was a proper marriage, and she requires a proper Yibam, you can do either Yibam or Chalitza. So, Frekli Gemara, 1 second, V'yasu bias bentes kemaimer begodel, V'titche tzora miyibam. Strike the Gemara, okay, but Lamaisa Bias Bentes has some level of halachic significance. We know Bias Bentes is considered to be like Maimer Begadol. So in essence, the cotton did Maimer to a woman, to Ashes Reuven, and then he married another woman. So it's considered to be that he's done Maimer to one, and he's done a proper Kedushin to the other one. And now he dies. And we say that the second wife, she can do Yibam if she wants. She's married to Yeraisa. She's got a proper marriage. He married her when he was 13 years old. And therefore, she can do Yibam if she wants. She doesn't have to do Chalitza. Frank the Gemara, if you look at Rashi over here in the fifth wide line, the Yasu Bias Bentes Kamayim Abagadol. Litchis Ishte Gemurim Yibam. Let's say that the Yibam of the 9-year-old at least should be as good as Maimer and should cause now you cannot do Yibam to the second one. Rashi explains. If a woman is a tsara of a zikus shnei yivamin. So in other words, remember that the Shimon, the cotton, he did yivam to Ashes Reuven. Now Ashes Reuven, she has a zika from Reuven, and now she has a zika from Shimon. So this woman, Ashes Reuven, she's a zikus shnei yivamin. Now the new wife which he marries, she is the tsara of a woman who has two zikas upon her. So that should be sufficient to say that she is not allowed to have yibam because she is the tzara of a woman who has these two zikas upon her. Meaning when he married this girl when he was 13 years old, that woman is the tzara of Ashes Reuven, who is a woman who has upon her two zikas. The Rashi says, that filo ishtei gemura nedchis v'meishi tzaras, why do we say that the second woman can even do Yibam? That second woman is now, she's married to Shimon, and she has therefore a co-wife, and the co-wife has got two zikas upon her, and just like a woman who's got two zikas upon her cannot do Yibam, so if you're the tzara to a woman who has two zikas upon her and she can't do Yibam, you also shouldn't be able to do Yibam. That's the Gemara's Kasha. No, we don't do that. We don't say that the Bias Bentes has the ability to be like Maimer Begadol in this respect. The Shmuel Amar, no, Asu. Vasu, they did. The Chenar Rabbi Yechon, Asu Vasu. Frag the Gemara, well, if they did, so Vyasu. So why don't you do that then? Rashi says, Vyasu Vamayim Yav Mashniah. So why do we allow Yibam to be done to the second one? So the Gemara says, Tanoihi. It's really a machlikis Tanoim. Hach Tana, Darbo Achin, who says this concept of if you have a woman, an Ishti Gemura, she's Nidchis because she's the Tzara of Baila Zikishni Yavamin. Hach Tana, Darbo Achin, the Tana of Arbo Achin, Gazar Mishum Tzara. He in fact says it's a problem, and he makes a gzeira mishum tzara. And over there, the case is vashmin and begadol. We're speaking about a gadol over there, and we say that she can't do yibum because she's the tzara of a woman who's got two zikas. Vashmin begadol. Wadin bekatan would say the same thing. V'hai the amr begadol over there mishum the begadol koi. Whereas v'hai tana the hacha sfirle asu. V'loy gazer mishum tzara. We don't make a gzeira mishum tzara. V'ashmin in bekatan, v'huadin begadol. And we make a we spoke at the case by a cotton, and the same is true about a gadol. V'haytakamra bekatan, the bekatan koy. Sayinachanami. So this would be the subject of a machlikas tanaim as to whether or not we would say asu, whether or not we would say that even the woman who is properly married is not allowed to do Yibam because she's considered to be a tzara of a zikas beis yivamin. This is the subject of Machlokes Tanaim. Let's just see if we can finish quickly. The Gemara says that Ozel Rabbi Elazar Amel Shmaita be Midrash. He went over and said over this Torah of Rabbi Yechon in the base Medrash. Vali Amel Mishmid Rabbi Yechon on Shom Rabbi Yechon Itpit. He was upset that he didn't say it over Bishmai. Olegabe Rabami Rabasi. They tried to be Mephias Rabbi Yechon. Amrulei Leikach Hayamaisa Bebeis Haknesset Shal Tveya Benega Sheyesh Bereishik Lustra. There was some type of a bolt which had a wide section, and because it wasn't just a straight, simple bolt, you could, in theory, use it to crush something, and therefore there was a question as to whether it could be, you know, it was mutter betiltel, or whether it's mukta or not. And there was a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosi, and they got so angry and so heated, ad shekaru sefer Torah b'chamas, until they ripped up a sefer Torah. Fragdi Gemara Karu Salka Daitach, Jesus says, Karu Mashma Mekavana. Well, they ripped up a Sefer Torah in their anger. Aleima Shenikra Sefer Torah de Hamasan. It just tore, as he says on in the side, Pirish Zahaya Meshchi Etzlei, Vizahaya Meshchi Etzlei, Ad Shenikra. And then before I should ask Akasha, Sashail until Tilmukta. Where are you looking in the Sefer Torah for a Hachra and a Shailen in Tilkel Mukta? So the Shailen is in the Rabbanan. So the Gaon says, Enechan Ami, but as we know, everything is Nirmaz in the Chumash, and somehow they were trying to find something in the Sefer Torah. We also know the famous Tesis in a few places in Shas, where the Gemara says, Hashta Ben Din Shal Sadiqim in a Chodesh Bochum Mevi Takal Al Yadeim Sadiqim Atzman, they called Shikain, the Sefer Torah was ripped, Ayitachim. So Tezus says, maybe B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that's only said B'midi Da'achila. The Gnaihu B'Yosef for Talmud Chacham to ingest something which is Aser. But we find Rabbi Tarfon was Kara the Hitta and so on. We find these types of things and so on. Al Kopanim, he said, this was the Ma'is over there. Mahayisham Rabbi Yosef and Kisma Omar. Tame'ani im lo'yiyya B'Yisakneza Zu'a B'Yidiz Kechavim. If there's going to be Kass, we know the Gemara says in the Dorim, "Kala koyeski lo vidavid zara." So this cast in the base medrash, I'd be amazed if this does not become a base of zara. So this is what they told Rabbi Yechon. Why are you getting so upset? You see what happens if a Talmud Chacham gets upset. Hadrik pitfei, he got even more upset. What are you making out as if he's my chavrusa? Over there was a meister with two chavrusas. They were arguing. Well, he's my Talmud, Rabbi Elazar. And he didn't say it over Bishmi. Don't equate me with him. So they did not succeed in placating Rabbi Yechon. Olegabe Rabbi Yaakov Aidi Amalei. Pazik says, Kashet Siva Shem as Moshe Avdoi, Kim Siva Moshe as Yeshua, Vachin as Yeshua, Layisidav Mikala Shet Siva Shem as Moshe, Vachiyal Kol Dover Sha'amar Yeshua, Hayyamar Lahem Kach Amali Moshe. You really think that every single thing which Yeshua said, he said, this is what Moshe told me, Ali Yeshua Yeshua Vedeish Tam, Vachal Yedim Shetiras Shal Moshe Hi. Everyone knows if you're a Talmud Muvuk of someone, whatever you say, you're Zag Nibber from the Rebbe, it's Poshet. So, Af, everyone knows that it's your Torah, so there's no need to get upset because everyone knows it's yours. So Rabbi Yechon turned to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, and he said, oh, he knows how to be Mephayis. Why didn't you say something like him? Fragdi Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, and my timer. Kapit kuli hai. Why are you getting so upset? What's okay? So they didn't say something over b'shem amrei. My kuli hai. The amrei yuda amrav. My dechsev agura. Balecha ilamim. Davar Melach says, I will live in the worlds. V'chayav shali la'adam lagur b'shnei ilamim. You're either living in this world or you're living in the next world. You can't live at the same time in two worlds. Ela amr David levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribayne shalayla. They should say a dvar shmua from my mouth, from me in this world. His lips will move in the kever. So he wanted his lips to move in the kever. Why did he want his lips to move in the kever? What's so gishmak about having your lips move in the kever? So Rashi says elsewhere, Rashi says, nois v'hanohu loy shidoy me'kechai. the lashon of Rashi. Shahanohu lei shadeim kechayit, says if it's as if he's alive. So there's a hanoh for a person who has been nifter to have that pleasure of appearing to be alive, and therefore, well, that's the reason why it was makpid. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zir v'itzim Rabbi Shimon ben Zir mikra'ah v'chikich kiyayin atayv ha'ilech ledeidil misharim deviv sifse yishenim kekemish el anavim. It's compared to like a big pile of grapes. Makemish el anavim kemish minich adam et ziboya alav, meaning if you've got a soft pulp a mush of grapes once you touch it. It moves and so on. So too, their lips move in the cup. Okay, we will finish off tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.